on the nuclear program, things that these countries see as national interest, they're not going to give up because of the oil prices.
Schaefer says there's an intricate relationship between oil prices and geopolitics. She compares it to a kaleidoscope, where one change can set off a lot of unintended consequences. She says while some countries may take satisfaction that Russia is feeling a financial pinch, low oil prices could also signal a slowing in the global economy. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 629, up 1 3/4. March, 638.5, up 3. Soft December wheat, 603.5, up 3 3/4. March is 590, unchanged. December corn, 379 3/4, up 3 3/4. March, 393 1/4, up 3.5. May, 401 3/4, up 3.5. July, 408, up 3 1/4. January soybeans, 1020, up 9.5. March, 1026 1/4, up 9. May, 1032 1/2, up 8 3/4. July, 1036 3/4, now 37, up 8 1/4. December soybean meal, 388.10, up 240. December soybean oil, 31.89, up 29 cents. December live cattle, 165.92.5, down 52.5, now 47.5. January feeders are 236.37.5, they're up 42.5. December lean hogs, 87.57.5, they're down 5 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday to you, and what a week it's been. But I think where we need to start more than anywhere else is the U.S. dollar, which is banging on exceeding a high set in 2009.
Yeah, and I think this has to be coupled together with the top market mover, in my opinion, this week, and that is the oil price fundamentals. They are, I think, without a doubt, pushing these currencies around, pushing the commodity demand fundamentals around, and more specifically is the fact that Saudi Arabia not only pushed their OPEC members to keep output unchanged, even with the 40% decline in New York crude oil since the June highs, they also came out yesterday and said, we're going to cut prices to the United States and Asia while we're going to increase them to the Europeans and the Mediterranean states. And so essentially what we're seeing now is not only is the oil price driving the dollar, it's driving the ruble, it's driving the yen, and at the same time it's not hurting the importing countries of grain as much as it could be, Dave, because the Saudis are actually cutting prices and offsetting and limiting the negative impact of these higher dollar values. So even though we've got a 7-year high in the yen, the dollar against the yen, and we've got another new high, all-time high in the dollar against the ruble, only some commodities like the wheat are getting the negative influences from the currencies, because this oil trade and the Saudi fundamentals in particular are really helping to offset. To give you an idea of what this means to the U.S. economy, the head of Delta Airlines said in a recent post that every penny of the price of jet fuel declines means a savings of about $40 million for his airline company. And so for major importing countries, which we still are, this lower fuel price is helping immensely. And with Saudi Arabia dropping the price to Asia for their light crude by about $1.90 a barrel announced on Thursday, it's really helping.
So how does this play out? Saudi Arabia is declaring war on U.S. fracking operations. Who wins this battle?
Well, I think this is where we turn to the United States Department of Agriculture and their most recent outlook for ag trade, which was released earlier this week. Total dollar amounts for the marketing year 2015, ag exports went down, probably because of the dollar value going up in our ag exports, but they kept the volume numbers unchanged in wheat at 25.7 million tons versus their August estimate. They actually took the coarse grains up 3% versus their August estimate, and I think this goes back into why the trade is starting to find some underpinning heading into next week's USDA supply-demand report. I think the trade, generally speaking, is seeing this increasing demand. They see USDA acknowledging this increasing demand, and they also brought up the soybean volume from their August estimate by about 1.2 million tons. So you're talking about 1.5 million more tons in volume for coarse grains versus August, 1.2 more in soybeans. And I think the trade saw this earlier in the week and said, wow, look at these export sales. They're starting to show what the ag export forecast is suggesting.
So do we want to see, off of all this fundamental data, corn rally to the top of its sideways range?
Yeah, I think that's where we're headed right now, and it would be nice to go up there and check the recent highs from earlier back in the 13th, you know, right after the 10th, after the last USDA supply-demand report, we rallied and put the high in on the 13th, and I personally would like to see that challenged and tested properly before we get into the, or right after the report on this coming Wednesday.
What do you make of the soybean head and tops that maybe not won?
I have heard a lot of people talk about that, and you know, I go back to John Murphy, who's kind of the grandfather of technical analysis. He started in CNBC, and I remember one of my partners at the time telling me about him, and I got his book, and you really don't put head and shoulder tops and bottoms in the middle of a chart. And that's what Murphy says.
Yeah, it's so classical. It's the high of the market, right?
Exactly right. It's usually up there at the very top or at the very bottom. And so I call this a good old-fashioned consolidation where you want to watch the 200-day moving average more than anything when it comes to the soybeans. And you want to watch the 20-day moving average as well, because those two, I think, are the most telling for where the beans are headed. Now, if you try and blend the technicals together with the report fundamentals, I think my price model and the Chicago colleagues I work with would both say that you're putting a little bit more premium in the beans right now than you are the corn heading into next week's report. That essentially the price model I'm using says at 1025 front-end beans, you're getting closer to a 400 million bushel carryover when it comes to report day next Wednesday. The average trade guess right around 425, 427. So you are getting a little bit more premium in the soybeans, and I think technically speaking, if you take those recent highs out, like we were talking about in the corn, then you're putting even more premium and maybe driving it closer to a 415 or 410 carryover. So you essentially have to feed the bull if you take these recent highs out before the report comes out.
All right, let's then look at 15 November beans and December corn. What are target numbers in your mindset to go ahead and make for sales?
You know, for me, it's a weather market still in the soybeans. We had our first round. We've pulled that weather premium out. The demand came flying back in the export sales for both meal and beans this week, and with these ag statistics from USDA. So I still think the weather market is alive and well. I'm a seller for recommending for clients and subscribers between that 1025 and the old high of 1056. I'm not recommending it here at these, you know, depressed price levels is what I would call them. I would also say to you too, Dave, when you bring up the 15 crop, that bean-corn ratio is really getting active, and we hit the lowest level, beans premium to corn, the lowest level since May of earlier this year. So we're hitting levels not seen since last spring when it comes to the 15 bean premium. So I do think there's quite a discount in the beans right now heading into the report for new crop.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 629 up 1 3/4. Soft December, 602.5 up 2 3/4. December corn, 378 3/4. It's up 2 3/4. March, 392.5 up 2 3/4. July, 407 1/4 up 2.5. January soybeans, 1018 up 7.5. March, 1024 1/4 up 7. July, 1034.5, now 34 even up 5 1/4. December soybean meal, 388.60 up 290, now 260. December soybean oil, 3189 up 29. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.
Media.
Say, have you subscribed to our WILO Ag e-newsletter yet? You can do that by going to WILOAG.org and click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. Fundamentals and technicals, it will improve your marketing skills. Go to WILOAG.org.